And it's over to the news desk now with Lena Valverde and Susana Nieves. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel says that Cuban medical cooperation has high morale.
Cuba rejects latest slanders by the U.S. State Department.
Cuban medical brigades leave for Belize and other Caribbean nations.
Venezuelan foreign minister blasts Washington indictment against Nicolas Maduro.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel condemned on Thursday the accusations and lies launched by the U.S. government against Cuban medical collaboration abroad. In a tweet, the president declared, "Enough with the lies and insults. Cuban medical cooperation has high morale, which is enough to crush the insults of the vulgar, cruel, murderers, and arrogant empire." He shared in his tweet a protest note of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to the State Department on the issue. Despite the critical situation that is being experienced today in the confrontation of COVID-19, Washington continues its defamatory campaign against the medical doctors of Cuba, who are working in 10 brigades to stop the new coronavirus on foreign land. In recent days, the U.S. government, from its embassy in Havana, pressured the countries currently receiving Cuban medical brigades to battle the COVID-19. For half a century, more than 400,000 Cuban health professionals have given their help in 164 countries on all continents and fought disaster situations such as Ebola in Africa.
Cuba rejected on Thursday recent statements by the U.S. State Department, which were made as part of Washington's ongoing slander campaign against the island's international medical cooperation. Juan Antonio Fernandez, deputy director of the Communication and Image Division of the Ministry of Foreign Relations, read to the press a note of protest which was delivered to the head of the U.S. diplomatic mission in Havana. The document states that Cuba finds particularly odd that at a time of a pandemic that threatens us all, and when we should all be striving to promote solidarity and assistance to those in need, Washington continues with its exacerbated campaign of lies against the island's medical assistance. The note adds that the United Nations and the international community, with one voice, is calling for unity and cooperation. It calls for an end to wars and conflicts. And it also is calling for the cessation and suspension of unjust blockades and unilateral coercive measures. The note demanded setting aside pettiness and hostility. The protest note affirmed that health is a human right, and that is what Cuba understands and does. The text ended quoting the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, when he said, "Cuba would never carry out preventive or surprise attacks against any dark corner of the world, but our country was capable and still is of sending the needed doctors to the darkest corners of the world. Doctors, not bombs," said Fidel.
In the struggle against COVID-19, Cuba continues to spread solidarity. The first group of a Cuban medical brigade arrived in Belize. During the flag-raising ceremony of the group held in Havana, the commitment to help the people of Belize in every way possible was affirmed. Nurse Orlando Borrero from the province of Santiago de Cuba, who participated in the fight against Ebola in Sierra Leone and was in two other missions in Nicaragua, told the Cuban news agency that they will carry out a risky task but will take all measures to protect themselves to the maximum. "We are aware that the current situation is difficult, but we are all well prepared and ready to help save lives." The Thursday new brigades of doctors and nurses with experience in handling critical situations are heading to Antigua and Barbuda, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Dominica. In less than 2 weeks, Cuba has sent 11 medical brigades to countries to help in the fight against the new coronavirus.
Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Reaza has slammed the U.S. government for bringing charges against President Nicolas Maduro, saying they are meant to give the administration in Washington an electoral advantage in the presidential election in November. Arreaza said on Thursday that the new charges against Venezuelan President announced in a legal indictment earlier in the day, showed that Washington was obsessed with Venezuela. The U.S. State Department has offered a reward of $15 million for information that could lead to the arrest or conviction of Maduro and several high-ranking Venezuelan officials. Washington has brought charges of narco-terrorism against Maduro and his close allies in the government of the South American country, something that Arreaza described as showing the desperation of the Washington elite. Arreaza said that the U.S. administration was accusing Venezuelan officials of drug trafficking in order to reap electoral returns in the state of Florida. The U.S. State Department has indicted Maduro on 18 charges, alleging that he and his allies have supervised a years-long shipment of narcotics into the United States. The charges, the first of its kind against a 14th head of state, could lead to at least 10 years in prison for Maduro if he were to be captured by the United States.
Cuban health authorities announced that on March 26, there were 13 new positive cases of COVID, bringing the total number of confirmed cases on the island to 80. The announcement was made by Dr. Francisco Duran, Director of Epidemiology at the Ministry of Public Health, during the daily public press briefing on the situation of coronavirus in Cuba. The 13 new cases either were infected outside the country or had direct contact with previously confirmed cases. Accordingly, the 80 cases in Cuba are imported. There has not yet been a case of community transmission on the island. Of the 80 confirmed cases, 73 remain hospitalized, 2 have died, 4 have been discharged, and 1 has been evacuated to his country. Of the 73 in hospital, 70 are stable, 2 are in serious condition, and 1 is in critical condition. At present, 1,851 patients are hospitalized for surveillance and treatment for respiratory symptoms, including 136 foreigners and 1,715 Cubans.
And this is Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast, and it's back to the news now with Lena and Susanna.
Cuban Minister of Foreign Affairs Bruno Rodriguez condemned on Thursday on Twitter the Trump charges of narco-terrorism announced by the U.S. Department of Justice against the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. The head of the Cuban diplomacy expressed that such an accusation is based on shameless lies. At a time when the international community seeks unity to confront the COVID-19, the White House insists with its threats and prohibitions against some countries, he said. Even in times of COVID-19, the U.S. government shows that it constitutes the main threat to the peace and tranquility of our America, tweeted Rodriguez. In the midst of the global crisis facing the planet as it tries to contain the advance of the coronavirus, the Trump administration continues its campaign to discredit several countries, including Venezuela and Cuba.
The Group of 20, G20, comprising the 20 most prosperous and largest economies, held Thursday a virtual summit chaired by Saudi Arabia, at the end of which the member nations expressed their confidence that the world will overcome the global coronavirus pandemic. G20 leaders, whose countries account for more than 80% of the world's gross domestic product, issued a statement following the two-hour-long video meeting, saying they will present a united front against this common threat and that they will do whatever it takes to reduce the social and economic damages of the pandemic. But critical voices were raised against these optimistic statements and unspecific promises in a time in which radical, immediate, and sweeping actions are needed to stem the disease outbreak. Now it is not time to simply throw money at the very drivers of inequality and vulnerability in our economic systems that COVID-19 have so profoundly exposed, of International Executive Director Kema Vera wrote in a Medium post. world leaders seem in denial about the scale of the crisis. Nick Durton, director of United Kingdom-based advocacy group Global Justice Now, said in a statement, "Their desperation to get back to business as usual is totally unrealistic," he said.
And those are some of the stories that we are following for you. Now let's hear our headlines once again for today.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel says that Cuban medical cooperation has high morale.
Cuba rejects latest slanders by the U.S. State Department.
Cuban medical brigades leave for Belize and other Caribbean nations.
Venezuelan Foreign Minister blasts Washington indictment against Nicolas Maduro.